And the first statement he makes is, Name viduhu suraganaha prabhavam na maharshayaha aham adihi hi devanam maharshinam cha sarvashaha. Even the gods do not know me, nor the maharshis. They do not know the beginning of anything. Because aham adihi hi, because I am the origin. Origin even of devas and of maharshis. Since I am the origin of them, how can they know me? I am the origin of devanam, maharshinam, sarvashaha. I am the origin of everything. It's a summary of the statement of the supracosmic reality from where all the cosmos proceeds. Yaha mam ajam anadim cha vetti loka maheshwaram asammudaha samartyeshu sarvapapaihi pramuchyate. One who knows me, yaha vetti, one who knows me, yaha vetti mam, one who knows me, is what? Ajam, unborn, anadim, having no beginning. And then now another word is added, Loka Maheshwaram. I am the Lord. I am not only the origin, I am also the Lord. Whoever knows me as such, asammudaha, he becomes illumined. Sarva papaihi pramuchyate. This knowledge purifies everybody from all the sins, and therefore he is pramuchyate, he attains liberation. That is, in one line, he gives integral knowledge and integral yoga. In one line, you know, he who knows me as ajam, anadim, loka maheshwaram, whoever knows me integrally as one having no origin and unborn, and yet the Lord of all the creatures and of all the worlds, he becomes illumined and becomes liberated. Buddhir jnanam asammohah kshama satyam damah shama sukham dukham bhavah abhavah bhayam cha abhayam eva cha. All the things in the world that you see, behind everything is myself. Buddhi, intellect, jnana, knowledge, asammoha, disillusionment, kshama, forgiveness, satyam, truth, damaha, control, shamaha, contentment, sukham, dukham, the happiness and misery, bhavaha, abhavaha, being and non-being, fear and fearlessness, all these, along with ahimsa, samata, tushtihi, tapaha, gyadanam, yashaha, ayashaha, bhavanti bhavaha bhutanam matta eva prithak vidaha. Non-violence, equanimity, great satisfaction, tapasya, giving, fame, infamy, all these and all the creatures which are known separately by division, they are all from me. Maharshaya saptapurve chatvaro manavastatha madbhava manasa jata yesham loka ima prajaha. Seven great rishis and the four great manus, they also have come out of me at the mental level, and out of them have come out these worlds and these peoples. Etam vibhutim yogam cha mamayo vetti tattvataha saha avikampena yogena yujyate natra samshayaha. All those who know, etam vibhutim yogam cha mamayo vetti tattvataha, all those who know me in fundamental principles. Now principles are described, seven principles and four characters. He who knows me principally through all the principles and knows Vibhutim, knows even special manifestations, he gets united avikampena. He does not tremble. Arjuna was trembling. That is why he uses the word avikampena. This tremble will cease if you know all this, then there will be no trembling at all. Of this there is no doubt. Aham sarvasya prabhavah matta sarvam pravartate. I am the beginning of everything. Everything is sustained by me. Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Having known me as the origin of everything, the wise people are filled with devotion. It's a combination of knowledge giving rise to devotion. The synthesis of knowledge and devotion. Mat chitta, mat gata prana, bodhayanta parasparam. They become endowed with my mind. Mat chitta, mat gata prana. Their entire life force, pranic energy, is entirely given to me. Bodhayantah parasparam. They even exchange their ideas among themselves about me. Kathayantah. They speak about me. Mam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. They try to satisfy me and they are themselves delighted because of me. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. When they are constantly united, and when they constantly devote themselves priti purvakam with complete devotion, then I give them buddhi yogam. Then I give them the buddhi yoga by which they come to me.